Mike McFeely from KFGO here in Spokane, Washington, covering the North Dakota State men's basketball run in the NCAA basketball tournament. Sitting with me now here is the hero, capital T, capital H, from last night's game, or at least one of them, Carlin Dupree, who came in overtime, played 1 minute and 17 seconds. And as Saul Phillips said earlier about the loudest 1 minute and 17 seconds you could ever have. Carlin, first of all, congratulations. How's the day after going for you?
Oh, man, it just feels good to know we got the W, man. I just really can't even speak right now. It's still there. It's still excitement right now.
So explain to listeners back in Fargo what it's like to be part of an NCAA team that wins a game. I mean, it's one thing to get here. Lots of teams get here as a 12 seed and they win the Summit League or whatever. But to win a game changes everything, man. I mean, tell us how that's going for you.
Man, it feels great to get a win. It's our first in history, obviously. So, you know, it's always good to make history.
I'm going to be honest with you. When you got in the game last night and did what you did, and don't take offense to this, but people were texting me saying, who is Carlin Dupree? Because you didn't get a lot of playing time during the year. You were out for a while. So it's a very broad philosophical question, but who is Carlin Dupree?
Just a tough kid from the city of Milwaukee that made 2 free throws.
How'd you step up and do that? Let's start from the beginning. Okay, we're going to walk through the whole overtime here. Taylor fouls out. Saul looks down the bench, and Mike Felt gets up off the bench, literally got up. Yeah. Saul said, nope. Carlin, what was going through your head when the coach pointed at you and said, you're in the game with a minute and a half left in overtime of the NCAA tournament?
Actually, he kept me kind of close with like 3 minutes. He said, whoever gets this last foul, he says Taylor has 4 fouls. He fouls out, you're going in. And I guess he changed his mind. He said, Mike. Then he told Mike to come back. He said, go in. You know, my first instinct was, you know, don't turn over the ball and just play like you've been playing all year and how you've been doing in practice.
So you were ready. You weren't totally surprised to go in the game. It wasn't like you're sitting out at the end of the bench like I did in high school and went, huh, what? And woke up. You were ready to go.
Yeah, I was ready to go. I was just like towards the end of the bench by the coaches. They told me to stay ready, so that's what I did.
And so, I mean, were you nervous? Did you realize what moment you were stepping into? Because for an average fan watching on TV back home, they're going, good Lord, a true freshman who hasn't played that much this year, all of a sudden gets off the bench and he's thrown right into the biggest moment of his career and the school's career. Were you nervous or excited, or did you not think about it, or what?
Honestly, I didn't think about it. All I thought about was when I got the ball and I went to the free throw line, just make the free throws.
So you got in the game, you get the ball, and you do what you always do. The games I've seen you play, you put your head down and go up the court 100 miles an hour. Did Saul say anything like, hey, settle down, hey, get the ball out of your hands? Was there any advice, or was it just go be Carlin?
He didn't tell me anything, but honestly, he was supposed to go to L.A., you know, because he's our best free throw shooter, but he wasn't open, so I ran to the corner, and I just drove and got fouled. I'm pretty sure that he was kind of nervous probably when I went to the free throw line, but me, I was just, like, I just got to knock it down. I really wasn't thinking about it, but just making the shots.
And again, walk us through that, because you step up at the free throw line, not a lot of free throws this season for you, and again, the whole world's watching you. You step up there. I don't even know what your percentage is. I didn't even take a chance to
58.50.
Okay, so you're not exactly the best free throw shooter ever at 58%, and you get up there and knock 2 down. How in the world does that happen?
Confidence, man. It's just always had confidence in yourself.
It's got to be a dream, isn't it? I mean, for everybody who played basketball at whatever level, the dream is to get up there in the tournament and have a chance to put your team ahead and win the game, and you did that. You just realized all your dreams at age 18 or 19. I mean, what's that like?
Man, it feels good. I honestly never thought I would be in this position right now, and I never thought it came down to me making 2 free throws.
Okay, so after that, then you get the ball back again on the next possession or a subsequent possession. You do the same thing you always do. You put your head down, you drive, you go baseline. You threw up a shot, went in. It was great. I mean, another big moment for you, 4 points in a minute 17, and you're the guy that everybody's talking about on SportsCenter and KFGO and every place else. Walk us through that play.
Actually, we were supposed to run the plate cutters, like we've been doing our base offense, and it was supposed to go to Lawrence Alexander, but he was pressuring him. So I saw a clear lane to the right, so I crossed back over and I drove and jump stopped like Coach always been preaching to me, and I just threw up a shot and it went in.
So last night then, you show up at the press conference, you're up there with all the big bright lights on. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch ESPN or any of the highlights today, but you know, you're on there along with LA and Taylor and all those guys. I mean, I don't want to say you're a national star, but certainly a heck of a lot more people know Carlin Dupree today than they did yesterday, even, as I said earlier, even in Fargo. What's that like?
Man, it just feels good, man. It's just a blessing to be here right now.
So give us a little bit of your background. You're from Milwaukee, is that right?
Yep.
Tell us about your high school. Tell us about what, you know, how you came to NDSU. Was there other choices out there? Let people get to know you a little bit in Fargo.
Okay, you know, Detroit was talking to me my junior year, but they really wasn't, like, pushing forward to try to get me. You know, Scosol and North Dakota State, they offered me, sent me on a visit to North Dakota. First time I got a chance to go up there, I loved the coaching staffs and the players, and I just fit in well with it, so I accepted it.
And so it was Detroit and NDSU who did they both offer you?
No, Detroit didn't offer
me. They didn't offer you. Yeah. Okay, all right. So did you know anything about North Dakota State before you came to Fargo? Because Milwaukee's not that far away geographically, but it's a long ways away from Fargo in a lot of other ways.
No, honestly, the first time I got a letter, I'm like, who is North Dakota State? I don't think I'm going here. I don't even know anything about it. But once I came up there, it changed my whole mind, man. This coaching staff and these players are great, man.
What do you think about the weather we have in Fargo? Are you impressed with that as well?
It sucks. The weather sucks. It's probably the coldest winter I ever experienced.
Was there any talk of you redshirting, Carlin? Because that's a common thing in college athletics is you bring somebody in as a young person, you redshirt them for 1 year, then they play and they can be a five-year player. Was there any talk of redshirting, or were you ready to go as a true freshman?
I was ready to go. Coach Saul let me know that, you know, you won't be redshirting, but your time and your minutes will be limited because of all the scenes here, obviously. But, you know, I just stayed back and learned a lot from him. So when my time came, I was ready.
Are you doing any other interviews today, nationally or over at the press conference? Do you know what's going on there, or are you just kind of your moment was yesterday and it's right now and you're just kind of going with it?
I'm just going with it. Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do it.
What do you know about San Diego State? Have you had any chance at all to talk to the coaches about what they offer, or does that come later today at practice?
That's come later today in practice today.
Okay, all right. Carlin, thank you very much. Congratulations again. And enjoy it because you're all over the place, man. You're a national star.
Thank you, man.
Yep. Carlin Dupree of North Dakota State.